I think lights are back on in Balito after our unexpected bout of stage 3 load shedding this morning. And while we're talking about lighting things up, well, just around the corner, the Festival of Lights is on the calendar. I'm talking about Diwali. And, on the Dolphin Coast, it's certainly a celebration of note. As the greater Balito region continues to become a really diverse melting pot of peoples and cultures, we thought it would be a good idea to shine a light on the Festival of Lights and explain its significance culturally and what you can expect as far as celebrations and the bylaws as well that enable celebrations to be a thing. Well, in the house with us this morning, we have our local Ward 22 councillor, Privy Muckin. Privy, welcome back to the radio on a Thursday morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Mike on the mic, and good morning to the listeners of 88 FM. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks for popping in. I know you got a busy schedule, and you got a lekotla you got to get to after this, but we're shining light this morning. Is it Monday, the big day?
Yes, so Monday the 24th is the big day, but the celebrations essentially start a few days before, and for many people, probably a week before, because Diwali essentially is a seven-day celebration, and post the day as well is the Gujarati New Year. So it's a sign of new beginnings.
Wow, we'll take it. We're eager to turn a new leaf.
Absolutely, and yes.
For the Hindu faith, an extremely significant observation on the calendar, and just give us a little bit of background for those that aren't entirely clued up. What is the significance of Diwali to Hindus around the world?
So Mike, it's actually quite an incredible story, and to the Hindu community. So to me, the significance of Diwali is very similar as a Christian person would equate Christmas or Easter. So it's an extremely significant time
on that level.
Absolutely, it actually is the most significant celebration in the Hindu calendar.
Wow!
And the significance of it, and it, obviously you know, it's called the Festival of Lights. And it's actually celebrated in honor of Lord Ram, who went into exile for 14 years with his wife and his brother. And when he returned home to Ayodhya, which was his kingdom, after 14 years, and this was after fighting this battle with evil over that 14-year period and winning the battle, he arrived home with his faithful servant and his entourage on tow. And people basically just lit up their homes to celebrate this victory. But it was a victory of good over evil. So they basically illuminated the entire path, his entire path from the forest to his kingdom with little clay lamps, which we call diyas. So you'll see that they lit up in every Hindu home on Diwali. The significance of it was basically to light up his path so that he could have a clear path back home. And then the other significance also is that the goddess of wealth and prosperity and goodwill, Mother Lakshmi, re-enters your home on this auspicious day.
Fantastic.
I'm getting goosey because it's such an incredible time for us.
And of course, the symbolism of light over darkness triumphing, really, that's something that is kind of universal, really.
It really is. And I think, the last 3 years have been so difficult for so many of us. And I think it's kind of fortuitous that we have these celebrations during the year. You know, so Diwali is not on a specific date. It's based on your astrological chart.
Okay.
So it's not specifically on the 24th of November or October every year, but it's based on astrology. So I think it is fortuitous that we have these celebrations through the year, just to remind us that there is hope and resilience and good resonates every single day.
Absolutely. Especially in these dark times of load shedding, lighting things up is when it comes to celebrating is what it's all about. And when it comes to what will actually be happening during the celebrations on Monday, you can expect plenty of color, plenty of light. And the one thing that Diwali is synonymous with in many people's minds is lighting up the sky, fireworks, right?
It is. And, you know, whilst it is a very contentious issue, I am completely cognizant of the impact that it does have on the environment and on pets and on elderly people. I think we also live in an incredibly diverse community. And I was telling you a little, anecdote, earlier before we got on to air about how I was contacted by a local resident who's lived here her whole life. And she basically said that in the last 5 years, she's noticed so much fireworks. But I think that is an indication of how diverse the community has gotten, how we no longer a Sleepy Hollow little village, and people from all over are coming through, and we are becoming an absolute melting pot. We are the melting pot of Quadruza when it comes to cultural significance. Mm. But I think people have just got to be tolerant. And I think especially people that are discharging fireworks, because there is a very responsible manner in doing it. And it's got to be done in compliance with the municipal bylaws. And it was interesting that you mentioned the Lakotla, because today is the tail end of the Lakotla. And one of the things that was unpacked very briefly yesterday was a tightening up of bylaws across, not just specific to one component, but beaches, as you know, are so contentious, you know, and what happens on the beaches. So I think all of that will eventually fall into place. But I would like to unpack very briefly what the Quadruza bylaws specify in terms of the discharge of fireworks, and then how the community can report if people do contravene.
Oh, fantastic. Take us through it.
Excellent. So basically, big bangs, which obviously, as you and I know, is the most contentious issue because of the aggravation and the you know, the impact that it has on pets.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, whilst we go out on social media and we ask people to you know, go to the vet and get tranquilizers and all of that, it's simply not good enough. People need to be responsible. You know, when you do discharge fireworks, do it in a responsible manner, and just be cognizant that you are living in a community that has permanent residents. So
absolutely. So if you are going to be celebrating and discharging, if you can go for the stuff that makes the beautiful colors and the big lights, but not the bang.
Absolutely. So color, it is the festival of lights, and that's why we encourage people to rather do light instead of sound, instead of excessive noise. So the bylaws are specific that the Indian King, those classic bombs, I think they call them, all of those are completely banned.
Okay.
So anything that emits sound over a certain decibel is completely banned. And I know that law enforcement is completely constrained on that night. You know, SAPS, KDM, community safety are only available until 10 p.m. Private security, you know, assist as much as they can. And this is why we're encouraging the community. Please rather opt for light rather than the big bangs. Big bangs, which are specifically banned.
Yeah.
So also just specific to the duration of when people can be discharging. Mm. So they are allowed to discharge within a municipal area. Obviously, no big bangs, but they're allowed to discharge within that period of Diwali, Guy Fawkes, and I think it's New Year's Eve until a certain time.
Okay.
So people just need to be mindful of the distress that loud big bangs are causing to the environment and to pets. And if the community do need to report, there's multiple reporting numbers. So the Quadruza Municipal Control Room can be reached on 032-946-2711. And Mshlali SAPS on 032-947-9900. So that second number is 032-947-9900 for both reporting platforms.
And we will obviously be standing by and looking forward to hopefully a happy and safe Diwali festival period. And if the focus is on the light and not so much on the bangs, then I'm sure we'll we'll get through it with smiles. And as you say, it's all about mutual respect from both sides, from people that are setting off fireworks and for those that are neighboring. And it's good to know that there are channels. If there is an issue, you can report. And we'll definitely be keeping tabs on celebrations and keep in touch for a roundup on the other side with you, Privy.
It's definitely about mutual respect and tolerance, Mike, and I think that's the underpinning message in our community, that we are probably the most tolerant community around, and I love that about us. So, in parting, I'd just like to wish the Hindu community and the Gujarati community a very happy Diwali and a happy New Year.
Thank you. Let light be the way. And you heard it here on 88FM, bringing you back to the music. Thank you, Privy. Privy Markin, Ward 22 councillor, rushing off to Lakotla now. Yeah. Charlie Puth bringing back the music. And after this, we're talking cybersecurity. Lantech computers. I'll sort out your business IT woes. Stick around.
Get a little nervous. Maybe I don't go out anymore. Feeling like I really don't deserve this. Life ain't nothing like it was before. Cause all I wanna do is just hold somebody. But no one ever wants to get to know somebody. If you go and look under the surface, maybe I'm a little insecure. That's okay. Everybody's trying to be famous, and I'm just trying to find a place to hide.
From the heart of Balito, 88.